Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
The plaintiff. A teenager whose dad lost his life competing in a taco eating contest with the Fresno Grizzlies. The lawsuit was filed Monday and alleges that organizers of the taco eating contest didn't properly inform participants of the risks of the contest. The man who lost his life was Dana Hutchins. He collapsed several minutes into the contest. The coroner determined that he had choked to death on tacos. The attorney for the man's son says the professional competitive eaters train for these kind of events and the organizers failed to fully inform, said Mr. Hutchins, of the risks of amateur eating.
Mm-hmm.
Dana's son is asking for major damages to be paid. This was years ago and has now hit the courts. How do you feel?
And he fully deserves it. The family does.
The family deserves money?
The family deserves it, yes,
because,
they do.
Because you need to be told of the risks of entering a taco eating contest. Somebody needs to tell you
that you could choke.
Yes.
Because you don't know that you'll choke to death if you jam tacos down your throat.
I think that he was just going to a baseball game or wherever he was going to. He's what got excited about signing up for a contest to win whatever was happening at the moment. And he never thought about the repercussions of what could happen if you are doing an eating contest.
All right, so I'm excited about
hot dog eating.
Ice cream. I'm excited.
Well, that's liquid.
An ice cream truck is across the street.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited that I got so caught up that I just ran towards the ice cream truck and got hit by a truck.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, well, he was just so excited that he ran out there. I didn't use common sense and say I shouldn't run across the street and go give me some ice cream unless I look both ways.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same way. This man got excited off the tacos and ran and joined in and
he's
not culpable at all.
It happened within minutes of starting the
eating
contest. Several
minutes. Yeah. Several minutes of him eating tacos. Right, right. He didn't have an epiphany that, yo, I'm about to choke.
I think that they have an issue here, and I think that they're going to be paying a lot of
money. I disagree. I think you assume that risk yourself. Once you enter that competition, I think that says, hey, I am of like mind, sound, and body, and I am ready to do this, and whatever happens, I know what I'm signing up
for. People have died before during certain contests.
And they've taken those contests away.
Yeah, and this is another example why this stuff is probably going to go away unless you are an experienced eater.
There's a risk to this stuff. But, I mean, if you feeling froggy and you and your friends are like, yo, who could eat more of these hamburgers?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't sitting there researching.
No,
like,
you're not thinking about it.
But you know that you could choke if you go too far.
I don't think that is even crossing your mind at that moment. You're thinking about the fun or winning tickets or whatever you're doing. And you better sign a big chunk of paperwork before signing up this contest. And I don't think that they did.
I think you know what you're doing. When you enter something that has to do with shoving things in your mouth, you kind of know what the bad part of that could be.
Somebody in 3-2-1 just said, so people have to be told how to chew and swallow their food now.
Well, it's a contest.
Weird, okay.
I mean, you hear if they do the eating contest, they barely even chew the hot dogs. What they do is they soak it in water and then they shove it down their gullet.
Right. I get that. But that's so it doesn't take up space into your stomach.
Those are professional eaters. There's a reason why they call that a sport.
Okay. It's not a sport.
Don't make me defend this some more.
I mean,
it's true.
Because you're really like killing me right now. Everybody asking, did he sign a waiver? Did he sign a waiver? Because the family gets nothing. Like, you're supposed to, if they had a legitimate contest and he didn't have a hold harmless agreement or something like that, that would be crazy.
People have lost that in court before, even though they had signed a waiver. Somebody has lost their life. The family has gotten a huge chunk of change.
Do you think this guy's family should get some money for this?
I believe that if you sign up for an eating contest, you know what it's about.
This is a class AAA affiliate of the Washington Nationals, a professional baseball team. Mm. So there is potentially a lot of money on the line.
Yes, a lot.
I remember one of the stations we rock with had a hold your pee for the Wii contest.
Hold your Wii for the Wii.
For the Wii contest. And you had to keep drinking water. And whoever went to the bathroom was out of the running. So whoever held their bathroom the longest And, like, the person, I believe, died.
Yes. The person
water,
did die.
It was water intoxication.
She died.
And it's like, and they sued him for all kind of crazy. And they had paperwork, too,
and everybody was
like,
fired.
But they were like, just because you asked people to do this, it put you in a bad way. So can you say this team is wrong for asking you to have a taco eating contest? That's what I'm saying.
It sounds fun. It sounds silly. And I get why people are saying that they may not deserve it. But somebody did die over this.
Right.
And I feel like it's a learning lesson.
So whose fault is the death?
If I may digress real quick, if in the Hold Your Wee for the Wee, the radio station that held that lost $16.5 million.
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So in essence, the people who may, even though they had paperwork, the people who provided that contest got hit for a bag. So does this team get the responsibility of that death because they had a taco eating contest? Or is it this dude who was like overzealous with his taco stroke?
I'm going to go with the latter. I put the responsibility on him. I don't think you should be told to chew and swallow your food.
That's what I'm saying. Like if I got a bunch of tacos and I'm like, hey, whoever wins this is going to get $500. I shouldn't get in trouble.
Yeah, but
you should know how to eat tacos.
People have won. I mean, didn't somebody win a lawsuit because they were trying to break into somebody's house with a knife and then they fell through the ceiling and then they stabbed themselves and then they sued the homeowners? I mean,
well,
lawsuits like this go left all the time.
No, he should know how to chew. Just came out of the 813.
Yes, of course, it makes sense.
Meredith being sarcastic because it looks like she just wanted to argue this morning. So they're not even believing you, Meredith. I mean, come on. We're not going for this
We'll follow up with this, but I bet you they're going to get paid.
I think it's going to boil down to, did they have him sign some kind of documentation or not?
If they signed it, you still do it. People
really?
With the weed thing, they had all kind of paperwork. That was radio station paperwork.
And that whole morning show
that ain't protect them on nothing. Mm-hmm. That tells you how good our lawyers are.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.